As you know, every once in a while, Father Schuster and I get a chance to teach our religious education kids and our church here and also our Catholic school kids over at St. Francis. And one of the questions that they always seem to have for us comes up every year in a few classes is, what do you guys do for fun? What kind of hobbies do you have? What do you do in your off time? And what they're really getting at really is, are you really human like I am? You know, I mean, that's really what's behind it. And so we spend some time convincing them that, well, we do the same things to relax and enjoy life, balanced with prayer, of course, and work, as your parents do. You know, and the kids start to understand a little bit. So, you know, we tell them some in the evening as the work day gets done, there may be some priests that like sports, like Father Kevin used to do, sit down and watch the Twins, like Father Loomis used to do. Or, you know, maybe there's priests that, like myself, that like to read a good book before they go to bed to unwind. And so there's many things that we do, just like their moms and dads do, and they're just fascinated by this. It's wonderful to watch that, you know. But they know, too, that there's something special about priests in that sense, that in the sacraments, too, we really do represent Jesus in a very real way. But, you know, as I'm sharing with the kids the idea of what we do for our hobbies and in our off times, one night about a month ago, I told them, too, one of their questions was, do you go to the movies once in a while or do you watch TV? And I said, well, yeah, of course. We try and keep up with things in the news, and there might be some shows we like, too. And about a month ago, I was in bed, and my TV is in my room, and so I was watching TV, and it was about getting close to midnight, I think. I was kind of dozing off in and out, and I heard a noise that sounded like the doorbell, and I paused for a moment. It kind of snapped me out of my half-sleep, and I convinced myself that no, that certainly wasn't loud enough to be the doorbell. It had to be from the TV show that I was watching. Half awake. And I went back to doing that. A couple minutes later, I heard the same sound. And again, I thought, is that the doorbell or isn't it? Is that coming from the TV or not? I thought, well, you know, it's late, you know? It's got to be the TV. A couple minutes later, you guessed it, the same sound once again. I thought, no way, that's got to be the doorbell. I thought, that poor person, you know, it's been three times now before I realized it, and he's been waiting down there, or she, for 5 minutes, and it still is going to take me another minute or two to get dressed so that I can open the door. And so by the time I went down, I was kind of feeling bad because, as you know, we have that big window on our door in front of the rectory, and there was no one there. So I was getting ready to turn around. I did notice that in the small parking lot right outside there was one car, and there was a person that was opening the door and just getting into it. So I quickly ran out in the parking lot and flagged the person down and apologized and told him what happened. And he laughed and told me the reason that he had to ring our doorbell and wake us up. And so I was able to deal with that. But it reminded me, this experience of our gospel today, because our Lord tells us to what? To be like servants who await their master's return from a wedding, ready to open immediately when he comes and knocks. In fact, the saints tell us that the Lord really is constantly knocking at the door of our hearts so that he can enter and visit with us in prayer. But challenge is from our gospel today, are we always alert enough to hear the knock? Or are we in some kind of distracted half sleep, distracted by our worries and anxieties and fears as we go through life, much like I was as I was kind of in and out of it watching TV? You know, we know how frustrated we feel when we're locked out. Perhaps we've had that experience in our life and the person inside is so distracted that they fail to hear us knocking because they're downstairs watching TV or doing laundry and so we can't get in. I think it's just as frustrating too for our Lord at times, who loves us so much, when we allow ourselves to become too distracted with the busyness of our own lives. Well, that we fail to hear that knock on the door of our hearts. For he tells us, at least last weekend's gospel, that where your treasure is, there also will your heart be. And so as we reflect on our words today, let us ask ourselves, what do we spend the most of our time thinking about? Is it our worries? Is it our future? Maybe things we have to get done, things we want to do, or things we want to buy. Whatever it is we spend the most time thinking about, that truly is where our heart resides, at least in the moment. And that's what's most important to us. So, if we apply a spiritual principle to that, we can conclude that if we focus our mind on God as number one in our lives, then he will truly become our treasure, and we'll always hear his knock at the door of our hearts so that we may be quick to get up and to let him in and to communion with him in prayer, to let him let us experience his love and mercy and healing in a special way. And if we can discipline ourselves to do that on a regular basis, then all our worries, all our fears, all our struggles that we have in our daily lives, we can be sure that the Lord will be there to soothe us and to help us take care of them. And all we have to do is treasure him by putting him first. And then, of course, someday we will hear that final knock at the end of our lives and we'll quickly run and open that door because we'll be ready and willing to follow him into his eternal kingdom.